This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the month of November 2018. Just when we think life couldn't get any stranger, it does. And with that come the gear shifts and course corrections that are November's bounty. Yet, what's that sound in the background? Growing louder and louder. Bob Marley singing, "Every Little Thing Gonna Be All Right." The month begins with edginess, clarity about relationships and what we want, and the drive to go after that come what may. What follows is a blissful sensation of connection with higher inspiration, with the divine, with all that is, or maybe strangeness upon strangeness, or just being absolutely snookered, just in time for Election Day in the U.S., November 6th. Maybe machines will be hacked again. The news site Vox is reporting that has already happened. Maybe results won't reflect actual votes cast at all. Maybe nigh-on angelic intervention descends and paves the way for Marley's ditty. The month's first gear shift comes on that day, with the prospect of course correction in tow as well. Radical change agent Uranus retrogrades from 0 degrees Taurus to 29 degrees Aries, activating the jolts of mid-May when he shifted from Aries to Taurus. From November 6th until March, we will be addressing unfinished business from his years in Aries, 2010 through 2018. The retrospective coincides with the wound cleanup already in progress due to Chiron's retrograde. Probable themes: anger, individualism, fed-upness, scapegoating, martyrdom, feeling the pain of mankind. The Scorpio new moon on November 7 teams effortlessly with illusionist Neptune. Will the result be transcendence, escapism, boundless fog? The moon facilitates profound structural changes in personal evolution if we'll engage. Implementing them goes easily by November 11. The next gear shift comes on November 8th. It hits the play button on the Bob Marley song and keeps going for 13 months. Jupiter moves into his home sign of Sagittarius for the first time in 12 years and turns expansiveness, high spirits, optimism, and laughter up to 11. He's one to go overboard, and his arrival does just that, with the moon joining him in Sagittarius and priming everyone for a giddy good time. Escapist much, you think? The atmosphere remains lively, with Venus and Mars teaming on November 9. It's easy to go after what we want with a light hand and graceful words. Relationships fly into higher gear. People get on like civilized people, friends even. The door opens to new approaches and unconventional action when Mars sextiles Uranus on the 15th, right before the cosmic action hero leaves Aquarius, at last, and dives into the dreamy interconnected waters of Pisces. As with Jupiter's gear shift, the moon makes the same sign change and encourages a day of gentleness, kindness, and empathy. It could happen. And then comes whiplash from a two-part gear shift. Venus completes her six-week retrograde on November 16, and almost immediately Mercury stations retrograde. As we're ending our in-depth review of what we value and who, how we love, communications head for reverse, redoing, clarifying, investigating, confounding. Rhetoric may come home to roost and bite some speakers in various body parts. Hey, it could happen. Mercury's retrograde continues until December 6th and takes him from the middle of Sagittarius to the end of Scorpio. Belief systems, education, legal matters, and foreign people matters cultures figure prominently in this new one. Immigration and politics alert. Make allowances for delays in communication and transportation. Sag rules long-distance travel. Read more in my guide to Mercury retrograde at Om Times. While thoughts are whirring backwards, the first returns on the Venus retrograde arrive November 17, which brings breakthroughs in attitudes as well as situations. Actions and the masculine go into overdrive November 19th. Our view of ourselves falls into that groove by the 21st and expands right into Thanksgiving Day, November 22nd. The sun starts its annual trek through Sagittarius then, And Venus and Saturn make a link that adds caution, restraint, and a big helping of commitment. Watch how this affects the guest list at the holiday table. No isolating in response. That's not possible. The long holiday weekend is a chatterfest, with the Gemini full moon partying with both Mercury and Jupiter and getting in a dust-up with both Mars and Neptune, who's a day away from stationing direct. Think ocean liner U-turning. Words have impact. Words motivate and sting. Words deceive and offer consolation. Boundaries, healthy choices, and clear thinking are essential, as well as in short supply. Good luck holding back. That's not going to happen with the Sun meeting more Jupiter on November 26th. Their get-together coincides with demands to follow words with action and walk your talk. The noise level only grows as messenger god Mercury joins Jupiter in a super conjunction on November 27. Relationships flourish as a result. What do you know? Saying what you want leads to getting it. An obstacle or two may be in the way, but at least you're getting a vision of possible breakthroughs and alternate approaches. Sing along with Bob Marley while you're waiting. Get my Jupiter in Sagittarius quick reference guide as a thank you when you sign up for my mailing list at empowermentunlimited.net, where you can listen to my weekly podcasts and book a session with me. You'll also find bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, where the generosity of my patrons is keeping Astro Insight from going behind a paywall. You can help out too for as little as $1 a month. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the lively group, the Astro Insight Lounge. Lots of discussion going on there. And on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.